This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
I'm excited about the word of the Lord this morning. Acts, the 12th chapter, should be on our screen. Acts, the 12th chapter, verse 5. You can note verse 1, amen, through verse 16 or 19, but we're going to read one verse this morning, and you can read the rest, amen. Acts, the 12th chapter, verse 5, amen, amen. Let's read verse 5. And Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Amen. Thank you this morning. Thank you so kindly. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we'd like to talk about much prayer, much power. Amen. Much prayer, much power. Amen. If you don't pray much, you have no power. But when the church can reach out and pray, there's power in the church. And I thank my brothers and sisters that as believers, members of the church, when we stop worrying about everything else and put everything in Jesus' hand, he can make a way. Amen. When we strip worrying about what's going around in this country, this nation, quit worrying about that and start praying much, much prayer, much power. Amen. We talk more. I hear more people talk more about White House, Black House, all kind of house, but they never talk about Jesus' house. Worrying about what's going on up there, amen. That's not the first thing that's going to be going on. But I believe when the church come together, that's power. Much prayer, much power. And I'll be honest with you, I'm concerned about what's going on, but I don't worry about it. Because I know how to pray. And I know somebody who's bigger than anything else. Amen. We put our hope and confidence in one man. But we don't put it in the man, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. And when we learn to do that, we find out that we won't have to be worrying about what's going on. We trust God. Amen. And find out. This morning, my brother and sister, we see the church were praying for Peter. Amen, who was locked in prison. But can I tell you, a whole lot of people is locked up in prison in your mind. Different things they're going through. But all we got to do is just watch God and pray God. Amen. You don't have to be in prison to be locked up. Some people are locked up in their mind. They're in prison in their mind. They don't know which way to go. Up or down, they're locked up in their mind. You're in prison. Some are in a relationship and don't know how to get out of it. You're in prison. You're locked up. But all you got to do is just pray. Much prayer, much power. And you see God take over. So a lot of people are locked up in depression. They're in prison. Their mind, they're locked up. They don't let depression take over in their mind. And they're locked up and don't know how to get out of it. But I guarantee you, when you pray much, you find out you'll have much power. Amen? A whole lot of people, amen, they're dealing with sickness and don't know which way to go. Amen. You don't feel like it. But you're locked up in prison. because you happen to turn it over to Jesus. And you don't want nobody to know. You don't want the church to know what you're going through. And you tried to handle it all by yourself. But the devil started whipping upon you. The devil started beating upon you. But I guarantee when you release it and give it to Jesus, he can open doors. He can make a way for you, huh? You don't have to go through what you're going through. Amen. So many people, amen, amen, dealing with children, you can be, amen, locked up in your relationship. Amen. Children can make you feel like you're locked up in your own house. Amen. It's a shame when you got to lock your door when you go to sleep at night. Shame when you got to hide, sleep on your keys. You got to hide your wallet, your pocketbook, because you're a prison in your own house. But you got to learn to pray and turn it over to Jesus and watch him work it out. And we're talking about people that are locked up, but a whole lot of folks can be locked up and don't even know it. But when the church come together and pray, we'll have power. And I wonder when I look around in the United States, people complaining, and I say to myself, where is your prayer? Where is your power? We spend more time of complaining than praying. Sometimes you don't have to fight with this. You can fight with this. Y'all missed that. When we learn to pray much and let God take control, you find out what kind of power you have. Amen. Too many people want to give up too fast. You're talking about what's going to happen to this old world. God is in control of this. But I'm wondering what's going to happen to your soul's salvation. Amen. You need to be concerned about your soul, your salvation. Do you know Jesus? Amen. Here they are this morning. Peter, you read the story. But God watches and notices what Herod the Agrippa was doing to his people. God sees everything. Amen. That's not the first time we have a Herod. We got one right now. But God can see everything he's doing. Amen by myself. Amen. God knows what he's doing to his children. And he ain't going to let him do but so much. You read the Bible, God didn't let him do but so much. This evil man was the grandson of Herod the Great, who ordered the Bethlehem children to be murdered. They are scheming and murderous family. But God had another plan. God is not going to let nobody take over his people, his children, without a fight. God can take care of anybody at any time. All we got to do is trust God and watch God work it out. He can work it out with much prayer and much power. He's given us something to do, but we don't know how to use the tool that he give us. Amen. I believe sometimes that we ask people to pray for us, but we're not praying for ourselves. You got to learn to pray for yourself. God hears our prayer. Yes, he does. He hears our prayer. Amen. And his ears are open to our prayers. Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. You hear what I say? Prayer was made without ceasing. It reminds me a couple of years ago, then this man Simon was in prison for years for something that he did not do. But prayer was made from the church and the family. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. And they robbed him of his childhood. Y'all might as well say, man, I ain't scared. They robbed him of everything, but God made a way. God opened doors for him. And now he's free. But sometimes if you put things in God's hand, sometimes you got to wait on the Lord. Y'all ain't going to pray with me, huh? Watch God work in much prayer and much power. He may not come when you want him, but he's on time God, huh? Do anybody believe that this morning? He's the on-time God. Amen. He was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. Huh? They kept praying till God answered their prayer. They kept praying until God answered what they were praying for. You hear what I'm saying? They didn't talk about prayer. They prayed. A lot of people talk about prayer, but the church prayed. Amen. They prayed. They didn't pray for a minute so they could say they had prayed. Mm-mm. They prayed without ceasing. They prayed around the clock. Around the clock. And that's our problem. Some of us want to pray just a little while and expect God to answer. We want to pray 5 minutes. All that stuff you're going through. You mean that's all it takes, 5 minutes? All that trouble you're dealing with, 5 minutes you're over with? All that ups and downs, all that torment, and you mean you're just going to pray 5 minutes and then say, Jesus, well, the devil is a lie. Sometimes I got to stay on my knees long time, long time. And I used to wonder why, I used to see my daddy praying. I thought he was sleeping. But he was praying. Sometimes he said, you got to let God see and hear what you mean. You got to take some time out of your busy schedule. Because you know a whole lot of us got some busy schedule. And you got to exercise your busy schedule and tell the Lord all what you're going through. Amen. They prayed around the clock. Jesus prayed before. What's something? Jesus prayed. Jesus. Do y'all know Jesus? Jesus prayed before he chose his 12 disciples. According to Luke 6 and 12. He went into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And then after that, he called his 12 disciples. When was the last time you spent an hour in prayer? When was the last time you spent an hour in prayer? Huh? That's why we need to spend time in prayer before we choose any leader to serve in the church. Oh, I lost my amen. And this thing on. Church. It's a dirty job, or somebody got to say it. That's why we got to go down in prayer before you choose any leader in the church, huh? To serve in the church. But we just want to pick anybody. How can you pick somebody and 4 Sundays, 3 Sundays, they're gone? They cannot be productive. We don't go down in prayer. Boy, it's quiet. I like y'all because y'all get quiet when I tell the truth. We just choose people. And that's why when I tell folks, you know, you need to pray on it. Every leader need to pray before you choose somebody in the service of God. I don't care how nice they is, how tired they pay. They need to know if they're going to be committed. Amen. By myself, Pastor Jones. If they're going to have a relationship, if they love people, can they get along with people? Help me by myself, Holy Ghost. You need to spend some time. When somebody resigned, retired, first thing we know, we want to pull this and out. Because you lack them. Ain't got nothing to do but lack. Do they lack anybody? Can they get along with people? You need to go down in prayer. Our church would be more powerful and serious about ministry. Much prayer, much power. I don't care who the daddy or the mama is. they may not be the good, great leader. Amen. They may not be. And we got to go down much prayer, much power. Prayer was made of the church. It's right there. They were used to praying together. Praying for them was a common thing. When you're used to praying, that's a common thing. People say, well, I can't pray. Everybody ought to be to pray. Let trouble hit your door. Let sickness hit your door. Let this or that, let death knock at your door. And I bet you're going to pray. Some things about the Lord will bring it out of you. Have you ever been at home at night and something happened? And you're going through something and you just fall on your knees. Maybe you can't get on your knees. You just fold your arm or you just talk to the Lord all night long. Sometimes prayer will stop you from eating. All you got to do is eat the word of God. But you're going to pray. When you're used to praying, it come easy. But people who are not used to praying, that's why you got to call on everybody to pray all over the world. Even got to get on the telephone. Even got to get on the news and tell them, pray for me. But when you're used to praying, some things you got to talk to God by yourself. Some things nobody else got to be knowing. Just you and the Lord. Huh? They were used to praying. Hmm? And not only that, prayer was a common thing. Many would get together in prayer at Mary's house, but they prayed, huh? Prayer was made unto God. Who you praying to? You got to pray unto God. It's right there in the book. They got a hold of God so God would stop Herod before Herod stopped Peter. They knew what the situation was and how to pray and how to get in tune with God. Do you have a relationship with the Lord? You got to have a relationship with the Lord. Sometimes people love you, yeah. A whole lot of people love us. But sometimes people ain't going to answer the phone at midnight. Some people are sleeping. And they look at you, I mean, sometimes, and they don't hear it, but they do hear it. And they're trying to sleep. But when you call on God at midnight, his line is never busy. He'll pick up. Have anybody ever been there? I just want two or three people who don't mind. Huh? We're going to soon be through. Have you ever been going through a struggle in life and you just call on the Lord and the Lord answered your prayer? You spend a little time telling the Lord what you're going through. He already know it, but sometimes he want to hear you just talk to him. He just want to hear his children have a little conversation with him. We have conversation with everybody else, but when the last time you had a conversation with the Lord? When the last time you told the Lord all what you're going through? All your problems, all your situation. They were used to praying. They got to God before Herod. God can then. Let me tell you something, my brother and sister. If we learn to pray and watch God work and quit worrying, he will work it out. He'll see us through. Sometimes we might have to go through a little struggle. That's life. You might have to go through a little distance. That's life. But in through all of that, he's still in control because much prayer, much power. It's right there, huh? They prayed, the church prayed for one man, for him. Sometimes we pray for everybody. We pray for the need of the people. And we don't care what denomination you are. We don't care if you're black or white, blue. If you bring your petition to prayer, we go down in prayer for you. But you got to be praying for yourself. They prayed. And not only that, for the situation, they were concerned for Peter. The church were concerned because what he did it to inspire, himself to please the Jews. And sometimes as a child of God, you would get in trouble for the word of God. But only prayer can get you out. Only prayer, huh? And that's what it is, my brother said. They were praying for Peter. that God would do something big. Have you ever prayed that, Lord, I need you to do something big right now in my life? What we do, we ask for too many little things. But I ask the Lord for something big because I serve a big God. I ask him for something big. I don't ask him for no little thing. I serve a big God, so I ask him for a big blessing because I stand on the promise of God. Some people say, well, I just acting for this. No. I acting for something big, and I'm believing. Now, I don't act for no crazy stuff. Lord, let me win the lottery. I don't act for no stuff like that. He ain't answering that prayer. I acting for something that's really I need. And that's your business if you buy your lottery ticket, your business if you scratch off. That's between you and your God. I have nothing to do with that. But I don't have time. Let me tell you something. I thank God for me being tight. I thank God for me being cheap. Because I believe if I wouldn't be tight, I'd be like some of y'all. Help me, Holy Ghost. I never forget. I told you that, you know, before I come a deacon. Before God saved me and delivered me. Since John and I, we was in Georgia, South Carolina. Georgia. And when the scratch-off came in Jacksonville, Florida, you know, we went over there and she said, we said, baby, the scratch-off, let's go buy one. Buy two. Here's a dollar. And boy, I said, okay, let's buy two, baby. Bought one for her and one for me. She scratched off. Oh, I ain't got nothing. Okay, I kept scratching. Baby, I ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. What you mean I ain't got nothing? Baby, you ain't got, what you mean I don't have nothing? Baby, you don't have nothing. I spent $2. I don't get my dollar back? No, Van Keek. Baby, I don't get my dollar back. She rested in her purse. She gave me $2. She said, that's not for you and us. We going to fuss over that and say, baby, I thought at least I'd get my dollar back. No, it's a scratch off. You don't get nothing back. That end our scratch off. As I scratch it on Jesus. I thank God that I'm tight. I work too hard for my money. $2? Well, Pastor, you don't know. You might win. I'm not going to win no million because I'm not going to spend no dollar on no scratch off. You do what you want to do. Amen? I ask God for something big. And they prayed to ask God for something big to deliver Peter. They went down in prayer and sincere, and their church was together. Church, if we're going to see God move, we got to come together. We want to see the community. We want to see your home. We want to see the nation. We got to come together as one baptized nation, one children of God. We're going to put our prayer together and forget about pride. Forget about jealousy. We got to stand on the word of God. Amen. They prayed for Peter. Their prayer was real. When in that time you had a real prayer? Their prayer was real. Peter, let me tell you, they prayed for Peter because they knew he needed to be delivered. He didn't need to be there. Much prayer, much power. Look at right there. They prayed for Peter. But then the Bible says, Peter sleeping and changed to two Roman soldiers about to be facing possibility execution the next day. Would you sleep very soundly if you knew you're going to die the next day? No. But Peter slept. Peter did. Peter had confidence and peace because the believers were praying for him. When you got confidence and you got peace in God, you can rest and don't have to worry about nothing. Because God got your back. Huh? They prayed for him, huh? And they kept it up day and night for a week. You hear what I'm saying? And this helped to bring him peace. Prayer has a way of reminding us of the promise of God, word. The promise of God. What God words say? I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, O Lord, only make me to dwell in safety. Psalm 4:8. He remembered that. The cause of Peter's peace was knowing that Herod could not kill him. He knew that. Herod could not kill him. Why? Because Jesus had promised Peter that he would live to be an old man and end his life crucified on a Roman cross. Check it out. John 21:18-19. When you know the word of God, you can sleep good at night. When you trust God, if God promised you something, you ain't got to worry about no devil in hell. God will open doors. God will make a way. God will provide for you. Because much prayer, much power. But what happens, some of us, we trust God enough until sickness comes. Then, oh Lord, we lose the faith. We can tell everybody to hold on in there. But when it's your time, boy, we start to crying, giving up, don't know what to do. That's not the time to give up. That's the time to pray. Sometimes God will test our faith. We put our trust more in doctors than we do Dr. Jesus. And God put doctors here to help us. But Jesus is the real source. Doctor cannot do nothing without the Lord. And I wonder if all doctors are safe. All doctors may not be safe. But I know Dr. Jesus can do what I ask him to do. Amen. Peter was there in prayer. He knew God was going to deliver him, but he didn't know when. He did not know how, when he would be delivered. But he did know that deliverance was coming. He knew it was on the way. Because much prayer, much power. He knew that. When you know your deliverance on the way, you can stand still and watch God work. Because of much prayer, much power. And I thank God for prayer. Let me tell you something. When you learn to pray and trust God and believe God and don't doubt God, I don't care what the situation may be, stand on the promise of God and watch God work it out. I don't care how bad it may get. I don't care how dark it look. The light will shine. Amen. There is hope. There is hope. We talk about, Lord, I'm ready for you whenever you call me, Lord. And we get sickness and we think, or something happened, you know, we start thinking we're going to die. When you just say, Lord, whenever you're ready for me, I'm ready. Make your mind up. Talk to me, lights. You say you're a child of God, huh? You just got to say, Lord, anytime you're ready, I'm ready. And when something happened, then you start saying, oh, Lord, please, I need you now, Lord. Make your mind up.